Welcome to Lost and Starting Over with Linda Ballesteros. Death, sickness, unemployment, sadness, depression, divorce. Do you feel like you're alone in any of this? Well, you're not. Together we can find a way out. Get ready for Lost and Starting Over, a show on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited. This is my launch show for my new radio. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to speak to if it had not been for my radio shows in the past. So, again, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm always honored when someone takes time out of their busy day to spend with me because, you know, time is that one commodity that you can't get back. So when someone spends time with you, you want to value that because there's no way they're going to get that hour back. They chose to spend it with you, so you should be honored. First thing I want to say is that I am not a grief counselor, and nor am I certified to assist those grieving. I created this show, Lost and Starting Over, because I wanted to provide a platform for those who are going through a loss to know that there are others out there that are starting over and they're creating a new life because you end up creating a new normal. What you had before doesn't exist any longer. So one of the traps that we fall into is trying to create that we used to have. And that will never exist any longer. We can just be very grateful that we had it and remember the beautiful times that we're linked to that, but we have to learn that there's a new normal, and we get to set that. And that's the great thing about this is you get to set what your new normal is. You're more in control with that than you think you are. So let's talk just a little bit about loss. The definition of loss is no longer having something, or actually having less of it than you had before. It's the feeling of sadness you experience when someone or something that you like is taken away. And we all have experienced loss, and we will experience more loss. That's kind of what happens in life. It's that circle of life. You know, the song, the Elton John song that you hear in Lion King, The Circle of Life. Well, my daughter told me one time, she said, that's a beautiful song, but when it applies to you and your life and what you're going on, it's not so pretty. And she's right, it's not. Because we experience the loss of a parent, a sibling, a spouse, maybe a loss of a marriage and your job. And along with that is the financial security. And there are people that have lost their health. And there's so many other things, losses that we experience in life. And, you know, as we actually navigate this new territory, just like I told you before, it's new. It's something we haven't experienced before. As we experience and, you know, kind of navigate through that loss, what we'll find is that much of it's the same. It doesn't really matter what the loss was. Much of it's the same. But what I find very interesting, and this is the exciting thing to me, is that the starting over is very different for everyone. And, you know, there are those five stages of grief and of loss, and you've seen those and you've read those, and, you know, all of that is fine, well, and good. You know, the list goes, it's denial, it's in isolation, it's the anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And a lot of times you kind of vacillate between all of those. It's not like you go, well, denial, check, I'm through with that. Anger, check, I'm through with that. That's not the way we're usually made up. So you may kind of find yourself bouncing around those, and there may be some that are not on this list. We're not defined to this list. And there may be some of you out there, or you may know someone, where the loss may be so overwhelming that they may actually want to consider professional help. And I would really encourage someone to seek out help if you need it. That can be in the form of maybe your medical doctor, or maybe you need a counselor, maybe you just need to talk to friends. It doesn't matter what that help looks like, but if you're overwhelmed and it's too big for you in the moment, don't feel that you've failed. Don't be embarrassed to reach out, because loss is a very big event in our life, very big event in our life. Because from that point forward, so everything that you have created, all of the goals, all of the vision boards, they're not going to have that loss listed in there. And sometimes it's by surprise. Sometimes you have a little time, but it still doesn't make any difference. It still can be very overwhelming. And like I said before, each of us take a different approach to the way we process loss, or the way we get through loss, and even the way that we actually approach starting over, because we have different life experiences. We have different belief systems. And we're also at different points in our life. So something that, for example, if you're in your 30s and you made an investment and you lost a lot of money in that investment, you've got some time to make that up. If you're in your 70s and you made an investment and you lost a large portion of that investment, you don't have quite as much time to make that up. So your approach to processing that, the steps that you take to recover from that, your starting over is going to be completely different in those two stages of your life. So the decisions that someone makes when they're 30 would be very different than the decisions they make in their 70s. So, you know, I want to focus on this show in bringing you people that you can hear that actually help those who are grieving or trying to figure out the whole starting over thing. And I also want to bring you people who have experience, people who have a story, people who have had a loss and they're starting over. So I want you to know that there are going to be some real stories here, but I'm also going to bring in some professionals that you can hear from as well. So I guess to start the tune of loss and starting over, I want to share with you maybe the reason that I started this. And, you know, like so many things that I've done in my life, I've created things that I personally needed and couldn't necessarily find. So there are a lot of support groups out there. There are a lot of radio shows out there. There are a lot of people out there talking about grief, talking about starting over. But I really wanted something, a platform where it was authentic. I'm not saying the others are not. I'm just saying that it's authentic. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the loss. There's no need. The loss is the loss. The grief is the grief. But I think where we can all benefit, even if you haven't had a major loss, or even if the loss is different, is to hear how others started over. And to know that you are not alone as you're out there and you're trying to figure this out. Know that there are a lot of others out there trying to do that very thing, figure it out. So it's about making connections with people who maybe can understand a portion of your story, or maybe you can understand a portion of their story, and that helps you get through another day. And I have to tell you that it is just that. It is one day at a time. One day at a time. And I'm not at all insinuating that we can't make it through this. We can. And I'm not at all insinuating that you be a Pollyanna, because reality is reality. But if you focus too far ahead, it can be pretty overwhelming, especially when you're focusing so far ahead to things that you really can't do anything about today. I was asked time and time again, how did you get through what you got through? How did you get to where you are now? And I did this exact principle, taking one step at a time. And I have to tell you, there were times I felt like, you know, you've heard the saying that you take a step even though you don't know that the step is there, you know, even though you can't see the step. I was taking steps, and I had no clue at all if I was going to be caught. I had no clue at all, but there was something in me that just said, just continue to take a step, just one step at a time. So let me give you just a little snapshot of my recent loss and where I am now in my starting over process. But what I also want to do is, as I run across things, as things come up for me in future shows, I want to share that with you, because I want to let you know that there are people out there that are getting through it, and I want to share my experiences so that you will also maybe see some hope or find some hope in that. So my husband Mario and I met in the late 90s in a dance class. And he was certainly the love of my life, and we were not just partners on the dance floor, but we were partners for life. Little did I know that life was going to be short-lived. And I lost him in May of 2016. And it was not easy. if anyone listening is a caregiver, you know that it is that is not an easy role to fill. You become pretty much invisible because your needs seem to be pretty minor compared to the person you're caring for who's actually fighting for their life. And so you get in there and you help them fight that life, fight that fight, I should say. And so when Mario passed away, like so many, I had no idea what my next step was because I had been so focused on him. I'd been so focused in this battle, this health battle that we had been going through for several years that intensified in 2016. And I had to, there's not a switch that flips on and off that allows you to be able to move forward. There's some decompressing that has to take place. Whether this is a loss of, again, a marriage, a loss of financial security, loss of a job, there is some decompression that you need to take some time off, is what I'm saying. So I packed up my house and I put it into a pod because I had no idea even what city I wanted to live in. I could not make a decision. And folks, it's okay not to make decisions for a while. In fact, your brain is not really wired to snap back online. It just doesn't work that way. So I was homeless for a few months. Now, when I say homeless, I wasn't on a park bench. I had some amazing friends and family that opened the doors to me and let me stay with them as long as I felt that I needed to. So I didn't know where I wanted to live. And the only way I could figure that one out would be to stay in that city. So I had friends in several cities in the Texas area. I didn't know I wanted to live in Texas. And I would stay with them, and I would check out the area. When I visited friends in Dallas, I knew that that's where I wanted to live. Again, I'm going to tell you this was a almost 3-month process for me to get to the point to where I knew where I wanted to live. So I found a place, and I'm a project girl. So if I've got a project going on, I am really laser focused. So I can focus, I can build the to-do list, I can check it off. So when I got my new place, my project was to make it a home. So I did exactly that. I purchased the furniture, I bought the pictures, and this was probably, it took several months to do that. And then at the end of that project, I'm still left with, now what? I don't know what to do next. I'm 65 years old, so it's not like I would be running out to get a job in corporate. I've done that. I spent 30-something years in banking. And I don't think that they have a position for a 65-year-old woman who has been out of the workforce for 15 years or so. So what do I do now? One thing I wanted to do was to feel that I was contributing. I needed to have a purpose. So I look for organizations to join. I look for classes to attend. And that's when I discovered the Senior Center here in the Plano, Texas area. And they offer a lot of classes that are geared towards seniors, but they're seniors who are young at heart, that are still wanting to move, that are move around and stay active. So I started taking some classes at the senior citizen community there and realized that there was a need for volunteers. Started volunteering in some of the classes. Now, when I tell you this is a snapshot, I mean just that. It is a snapshot because none of it went as smoothly as I just described it to you. Because there were days where I could not get out of the house. It felt safe in my house, and I wasn't sure what was waiting for me on the other side of the door. Because this is all new. This is brand new for me. I love having a partner. I love being married to Maurice. So this was new to me, to be by myself. And the house gets very quiet when you're by yourself. So I'll tell you that it is like ocean waves. Sometimes the waves come in and they're very gentle. And then other times they come in and they crash. And you have to allow, or I had to allow myself to feel the pain, to allow the waves to crash, because that is all part of nature. That is all part of what the circle of life is all about. It doesn't make me like it any better than knowing that. Because, to be honest with you, I'd be really happy if none of that happened and I was still living my life with Maureen. But that's not reality. So I have to figure out what my new reality is. And it's so very interesting because as I meet people, they have stories, and you would not know that they had their losses, that they were trying to figure out their starting over. I met someone who lost her husband, and she said she lost him about 3 or 4 years ago, and she's probably in her 50s, so she lost him young. And she said to this day, she cannot buy bananas. And that sounds kind of silly. Bananas, it's not that big of a deal. Just go to the grocery store and buy bananas. But he loved bananas. There were always bananas in the house. So there are times when we attach an emotion to an object that brings back those memories. And then sometimes they're too painful to even move forward. She may never buy bananas. She may be able to work through it and buy bananas and love bananas. But she just has to allow herself to process and to start over at her own pace. Because everybody has their own pace. And one thing that continues to move me is I know that's what Mario would want. So I can't allow myself to get stuck. Even though, like I said, there are those days that I think I just don't want to do. I don't want to be an adult today. I just don't want to do life today. And it's okay not to do it. Give yourself permission not to do it that day. But what I've done is the things that I loved to do when Mario and I came together, I still love to do those things. Now, I'm different, and they will look different. For example, I still love dance, but the thought of taking lessons with partner dancing, I am just not there. And I told you before, I wanted to be truthful and authentic and transparent with you, because I want to be able to share this so that if someone out there is struggling with a piece and you're beating yourself up because you can't get past that one obstacle, that one thing, it's okay. You will get past it. Just allow yourself to work around it. So what I did is I still wanted to dance. So I decided I'll take line dancing. Now, line dancing was something that Mario had no interest in, none at all. So I still get to be around the music and get the exercise that dance provides and not have flashback memories of songs that they played that we used to dance to. And I get to meet people, and I get to move forward. Moving forward, doing something that I love doing, but doing it a little bit differently. Just doing it a little bit differently. I don't know what the next step's going to be. Right now, I'm just adjusting to these changes. But am I done? No, I'm not even close to being done. Not even close to being done. I just have to figure out what that looks like by myself. I just have to figure out what do I do going forward that will give me a purpose, that will give me a reason to get up in the morning, because he was my reason to get up in the morning. Tell you what, folks, let me take a real quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about some of the things that I'd love for you to anticipate us talking about on shows in the future, and give you our contact information, because I'm going to really want to hear from you, get some feedback from you, and hear what you're struggling with and who you would like to have on the show. So I'll be right back after this commercial.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Well, folks, thanks again for joining me on my launch show of Lost and Starting Over. And as I mentioned before, I would love to hear from you. If you have an experience that you would like to share, if you know someone who does, I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email at lobiastellos@sbcglobal.net. That's lobaelles. TEROS@sbcglobal.net. Also, please follow us on Facebook. We have our Facebook page out there where you can see links of all the interviews So just go to Starting Over, I'm sorry, Loss and Starting Over on Facebook, and be sure to like us and follow us, and we'll get some great information. We'll be posting up articles and information just in general to keep us informed in how we navigate. And I say navigate because that's exactly what we're doing, is we're navigating through this and in a different way, a very different way. But the great thing is that if we listen to other people's stories, it gives us a bit of insight so that when we are faced with those losses, maybe we can lean on some of that information that we heard from some of the guests that we're going to be having. I want to share with you a few things that actually might help a person come to terms with some of the loss and how to get off of the loss and focus more on the starting over. I'm certainly not telling you that there is time and an end time for the grieving, because I met a lady just the other day when she found out that I had lost my husband. She said that she had lost her husband. They had only been married a couple of years, but she's since remarried, and she's been married this time to this wonderful man for 25 years. So 25 plus years ago was when she lost her first husband. And I could tell that it was, parts of it were just as fresh. And she was still working on the grieving and the starting over. Even though she had started over, she had a new partner, a wonderful man. There's a part of you that still loves that old life, that still remembers that life. And there's nothing wrong with keeping that alive. You just don't want that to be, you don't want to move forward, or for me, I should say, I didn't want to move forward in trying to replicate something that I could never, ever replicate again. So it's finding a new life, creating a new life, and not even knowing what that looks like. So here are some things that a person can do. And as I look down this list, most of them I've done. And you do them over again, and you do them different ways, and you look at it differently each time as you go through this. So one thing is turning to your spiritual beliefs, whatever those beliefs are. I have to confess, I could never have gotten through this without my spiritual beliefs. I could never have gotten through any of this without knowing that at some point I will see Mario again. To think that that, for me, to think that that would be final, that I would never see him again, would be even more devastating. So leaning on my spiritual beliefs definitely helped me through some very, very difficult times. Giving yourself time. So remember I told you the story how I was homeless. And I was sleeping at friends' homes. I was cooking them dinner just so that I felt that I was contributing. But I couldn't make a quick decision. I had to give myself the time to be able to clear my head, because after a loss, I don't know about you, but I had a lot of fog in my brain. I had a lot of fog going on, and it took some time for the fog to lift for me to be able to make a decision. So don't feel that you need to make a quick decision, because it may not be the decision that you would make under other circumstances. Talk to others. Don't isolate yourself. It is so easy. And I found myself doing that. In my new home, I had everything set up, and I found myself, like I said, not wanting to get out. It was safe. I had created a safe little cocoon for myself. Good. It had stuff that I wanted to surround myself with. But that's not healthy, to isolate yourself. So talk to people. Have coffee with friends. Stay connected on Facebook. I can't tell you how many times I have received a message, a Facebook message from a friend that just says, I'm thinking about you. And if you know someone that's going through something, sometimes that's all they need to hear. That's all they need to hear is that you're in their thought, that they are in your thoughts and prayers. That's it. So just be sensitive to that. Taking care of yourself. As I mentioned, as a caregiver, you disappear because whatever is going on in your life at that moment doesn't seem to be quite as monumental as the person that you're taking care of because they're fighting for their life. Whether that's right or wrong, that's usually where most caregivers go, is they sacrifice and they sacrifice and they sacrifice until there's really not much left. There's really not much left. So after losing Mario, it took me a while to be able to think about myself again. I told someone the other day, I found myself in Dillard's, and I was looking at men's shirts. Mario's been gone since May, and I was looking at men's shirts. So there are habits that continue to come up. But that's normal. That is just very normal. And I just had to laugh and move on. Because for so long I had put myself on the back burner as well. But I also loved buying clothes for him. So it was kind of natural for me to just go there. And returning to hobbies. As I mentioned, there were things that I loved doing before I met him. And I still love doing those things. So going back and revisiting, what were some of the things that I loved? What were some of the things that I picked up along the way in the almost 20 years that he and I were married? Then, you know, there were things that I picked up that I loved as well. That doesn't disappear. That still becomes a part of you. So go back and revisit hobbies. I mentioned the senior center. They have free classes. One of the free classes is on genealogy. And they meet at some of the libraries. They go in online to some of the free online sites where you can research your family tree. If that's of interest to you, by all means, tap into it. Look at volunteer work. There are food banks, I'm sure, in your area that could use another set of hands. Whatever it is that you're interested in, then revisit that. Because you have to tap into what makes you what makes you who you are and what makes you alive. And I felt that when I started tapping into that, there was just a little ember, just the slightest flicker of who I used to be and what I used to love to do, because I had spent all of my energy caring for him. But then as I continued to tap into it, I could see that the light was getting brighter. So find out what your light is and pursue that. Can benefit from that. You're still here. They are no longer here. You're still here. Share yourself. Share your story so that others don't think that it's a fairy tale. Many times we look at other people's lives on Facebook and we think they have the fairy tale life. They actually have a Facebook fairy tale life. That's not reality. If you sat down with them, you would probably find out a lot more. So don't think that everyone else is doing so much better than you. And don't be ashamed of sharing what you're going through. And one of the last things that you can do, I'm not saying the last thing on this list that I'm looking at here, is to join a support group. Now, support group can take many different forms. For me, the support group was joining the senior community because I found women there and I found men there who had lost their spouses and they're doing things. And that's what encourages me. That's what encourages me. I was in my line dance class the other day, and I met a 90-year-old woman that outdanced me 90 to nothing. And she said that's what keeps her going. She has lost 3 husbands in her 90 years, and she's still out there living life to its fullest. And I think that's all we can do is live today to as full as you can and know that tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow, if you don't feel like you were your best today, that's okay. You got another chance tomorrow. So I'm hoping that this is helpful for you. The show Lost and Starting Over, again, is more about the starting over, more about how do we make those changes? How do we create a life that is different than what we had, is a life that you love to live, still is part of who you are? How do you rebuild, whether it's financial, whether you had a huge loss or a hit in the financial arena, or whether you lost a loved one, whether you are dealing with some health challenges. I think every day presents another day to us. And what we do with that day depends on how we approach it. And again, I am certainly not a Pollyanna, but I tell you what, out of everything that I've learned in my 65 years is that something good comes out of absolutely everything in life. Sometimes you have to dig a little bit deeper to find that good, but I promise you, something good comes out of absolutely everything that happens to you. And if you search for what that good is, then you'll have a purpose. If you search for what that good is, then you'll stay focused on the positive things that are in store for you in life and not be looking in your rearview mirror the whole time. So, if you've listened to any of my other shows, you know that I love quotes. I mean, why would I try to come up with something clever to say or inspirational to say when the masters have done it so much better? So this is a Rumi quote. anything you lose comes around in another form. Anything you lose comes around in another form. So if you lose a marriage to divorce, if you lose a parent, if you lose a spouse, if you lose financial security, what you lose will come around. I'm not saying that your parents will, that you'll be adopted and you'll have new parents or that you'll get married again. I'm not saying any of that. I am just saying the love that you lost in whatever it was, the love will come around. But don't just be in a different form. Right now, some of the love that I lost with Mario is coming around in the form of me being able to teach seniors how to use Facebook to stay connected to their family, to see pictures of their grandkids. That gives me purpose. That is where it comes back around in another form. And that's some of the good. That's the good I was telling you that comes out of everything. You see it in different ways, no matter what your circumstance is. There will be good there. So, folks, again, I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. And we're going to have some great guests. And we're going to have pastors that work with their congregation members who have lost loved ones. We're going to have dating coaches who work with those who are single after 50. We're going to have guests that you're going to be surprised. We're going to have hypnotherapists come on and talk about how there are techniques out there that you can use to help you get past certain stumbling blocks in this new navigation. So again, thanks so much for joining me today, Linda Ballesteros, on Loss and Starting Over.
This has been an episode of Loss and Starting Over, a weekly show on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Remember that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. We're here to help. Come back next week for another episode of Loss and Starting Over with Linda Ballesteros. Thank you for listening.